On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Police investigating the death of a teenager in Northamptonshire say officers are going to travel to the US to speak to the American woman involved. Anne Sarkoulas claimed diplomatic immunity and left the UK following the collision in August which killed Harry Dunn. Chief Constable Nick Adderley says she doesn't want to provide a prepared statement, which is her right.
She has also requested to be interviewed by British police officers under caution in the United States. Lawyers have clearly stated that the suspect wants to be personally interviewed by officers from Northamptonshire Police in order for them to see her and the devastation that this has also caused her and her family.
The brother of the man who carried out the Manchester Arena terror attack has pleaded not guilty to 22 counts of murder. Hashim Abedi was extradited to the UK from Libya in July. He's now due to stand trial in January. A mum's told KMFM her six-year-old daughter, who drowned on the beach at Margate, was everything to her. Darjanelle Amazing Young was on a trip to the seaside with family friends last July when she went missing and was found lifeless in the water. Her mum, Camille Remecki, was at work at the time.
The police came and we got to Margate within half an hour. So when I got to the hospital, I saw Tia. She and Roy was in a room sitting down. And I said to her, it's okay, I know accidents do happen. But I didn't know Amazing was dead at that point.
An inquest into her death has concluded it was an accident and not neglect from the people looking after her.
KMFM News.
The president of the European Commission says Brexit has been a waste of time and energy for the EU. He's made the comments as Boris Johnson prepares for two key votes in the Commons later on his new withdrawal agreement bill. It looks like the eight bodies which plan and pay for healthcare in Kent and Medway are going to merge into one. The NHS has been given the clinical commissioning group's conditional approval, and it's hoped the shake-up will save time, money and free up GPs' time to see patients. Now, it's emerged not a single fine has been issued to rough sleepers in part of Kent, almost a year after they were introduced. Public space protection orders are designed to reduce levels of antisocial behaviour, but some say fining those who are already on the streets won't help. Councillor Carol McConachy says they're being used as a deterrent.
We don't want them creating problems. It's a sad situation to be in. You don't want to make it worse. And generally, we look for a much more holistic outcome anyway. There's a lot of meetings, there's a lot of different bodies who get involved to help these people.
John Handley is the chief exec of the Bridge Trust, which supports rough sleepers in West Kent.
I did fear, to start with, that they were going to be using these orders just to sweep the problem of homelessness off the streets. But to be fair, I don't think that's what they've been using them for. And I think the penalty notice is the last resort.
You can also watch a video report on that story at kentonline.co.uk. A Maidstone man's been charged with impersonating a police officer after blue flashing lights were used to force a driver to pull over. It's said to have happened on the M2 near Bluebell Hill on Saturday. The 33-year-old is also accused of threatening and abusing an officer. He's due in court next month.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Plans to tackle rising levels of knife crime in Kent have been deferred following claims a report was rushed. The county councillor promising to take action, but councillors say the suggested approach is too narrow and further work needs to be carried out first. More tests are going to be done on a road in Gillingham after a metre-wide sinkhole appeared. It was noticed under a car on Corporation Road on Friday night. Kevin lives there and says it's causing huge disruption.
There was another night where an ambulance was stuck in the middle of the road, up the road. Nothing can go anywhere. You know, if you wanted to go anywhere, you were stuck, really.
It follows recent gasworks and company SGN say they've handed over the site so an investigation can take place. Medway Council have told us repairs will be done as quickly as possible. If you live in Ashford, you're being told to put your bins out earlier because of Brexit. There are fears collections could take longer if Operation Brock on the M20 causes delays in and around the town after we leave the EU on the 31st. Homeowners are being told to have rubbish out by 6 a.m. and hour earlier than the current arrangement. And around 700 rare and vintage toys and memorabilia from the James Bond and Star Wars films are going under the hammer. The prop store has announced its first auction in Britain, which will take place at the end of next month. It's thought the lot will fetch more than £250,000.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to bounce back from defeat at the weekend when they travel to take on Shrewsbury Town later. They were beaten 2-1 by Peterborough at Priestfield on Saturday and are now 16th in the League One table. Kick-off tonight at 7:45. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.